Of course it's a chess match. Of course it's a chess match. The finals is set. I'm excited. I like it. You know what? I approve of it. Did I have Dallas going to the finals this year in the beginning of the season? Absolutely not. It's not a disrespect. It's just, I didn't even have Minnesota going that far in the playoffs. We all seen something new in the playoffs this year. You know what I mean? Like, well, for one, Denver got dethroned early. You see what I'm saying? It's shit that we never seen before. The Pacers. The Pacers got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Nasty business. They didn't show up. You know what I mean? They didn't show up at all. It was a clean sweep by Boston. We seen that coming, guys. I guess, I don't know if we asked. Well, once Haliburton got injured, we kind of felt like they had negative chances of actually making any type of comeback and creating history, whatever the case may be. I think people had more, was invested in Minnesota more than anything because, I mean, we got to talk about Ant being what? He's definitely the top two player amongst the four teams that's left at the moment. At that moment, you know, now it's only two teams left. Put Luka wherever you want to put him. I know it's more Luka haters than supporters. I understand that. To me, I'm a Luka fan. I'm very biased when it comes to bigger guards, right? But there's a chess play that's going to happen, and I don't know how it's going to pan out because we've never seen this matchup on this platform. This is wings versus the legs. And what I mean by that is we know Boston got two of the best wings in the league paired together, right? This is going to say a lot about Tatum. This is. Because this, to me, this is going to be the weakest team that he plays in the West in his career at the moment. They have an uphill battle. I think they do have Dallas favored, but I also feel like, well, no, I ain't gonna say they. I'm gonna say I have Dallas favored. I think majority of the people, especially on that side of town, and what I mean on that side of town, I'm talking about the East Coast. Of course, as a Lakers fan, I have no business for rooting for Boston, and you won't find me. I'm a huge fan of Jason Tatum. You know what I'm saying? Jaylen Brown, huge fan. I remember I was on Twitter advocating for him or pushing for him to go to UCLA when he was going to make his decision on which college he was going to go to. I was kind of thrown off when he picked Cal. It threw me way off. Huge fan. And not only that, they have a roster. White is solid. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget they got Porzingis over there. But the key player, we always talk about X factors and those key players when it comes to a championship team or a key game, right? With Dallas, oh man, you got Luka, you got Kyrie, right? And then you got to say, well, you know, what about their supporting cast? And it's going to be an uphill battle for them. But as far as the key matchups that I'm concerned about, Drew Holiday, Kyrie Irving. That's going to be one for the ages right there. And the reason why I said that is, you know, what, about 2-3 years ago, we got the matchup between Devin Booker and Drew Holiday. Chris Paul and Drew Holiday. And it didn't really work out for them. You got a Hall of Fame point guard. You have an inspiring shooting guard, Hall of Famer, in Booker. And I might have to say this right now. UCLA bias, whether I put it to the side or not, Drew Holiday is Is Drew Holiday Hall of Fame worthy? That might be another discussion. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thank you for not looking at it the way I look at it, because now we can have meaningful debates. But we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about, what if Kyrie gets his second ring? Where does that place him in the top 10 of point guards of all time? Do you agree that he should be in the top 10 point guards of all time? Listen to why I'm saying that. I don't think anybody will ever pass Magic. I'm sorry. I don't think that's going to happen. To me, still, even with everything Steph Curry has done and has shown us, the records that has been broken, I still have John Stockton as the second greatest point guard of all time. Chicago and Detroit teaming up together and saying, man, fuck the West Coast, man. Y'all niggas don't never bring up Isaiah Thomas. I hear your frustrations. I hear your attitude. We don't care. I'm not going to take time to care about what y'all niggas are saying, but I will respect it, though. I respect it. Isaiah helped carry that team. Or in some cases, he was the leader of Detroit Pistons, the Bad Boys, right? And it was a pivotal time against a marquee Hall of Famer. And we know who that is. Shout out to Jeffrey. Beat that nigga up, didn't he? They beat that nigga Jeffrey up. And Jeffrey had to go, hey, Jeffrey ain't no dummy, though. That nigga said, y'all niggas whooped my ass in Detroit. Partially whooped my ass in Chicago as well. Get my ass up in this gym. I'm not about to get punked around like that no more. But he did, though. Isaiah Thomas and the Bad Boy Pistons whooped his ass, was whooping his ass in the beginnings. So, of course, Zeke should definitely be up there. I would say top three, top four point guards of all time, respectively. Now, how do we feel about Kyrie Irving winning his second title? And what if he wins the finals MVP? I say that put Kyrie in the top five point guards of all time, don't you think? Or do y'all feel like, hear me out, before I know, hey, Jason Kidd fans, yo, that's his coach. Gary Payton. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guards is coming out. What about the guards with no rings, though? You know, Jay Kidd got a ring. Payton got a ring. John Stockton does not have a ring. Well, Baylor, how could you have him at number two? I mean, it's a personal preference, bro. What you want me to do? I like his style of play. Like, to me, CP3 ain't nothing but a hybrid version of Stockton. It's just Stockton just did it and played longer and healthier, right? All right, then. Ain't no shots. I know the CP3 fans. Shout out to my boy, Just. I know he is just, he probably turned my shit off by now. I don't blame him. I don't. You know what I'm saying? There's times where when you listening to a podcast that might be in regular rotation, but they bigging up the athletes or the entertainers or the people that you don't really fuck with, then turn this shit off. You know how many Drake fans probably turned my, and I don't even think I have an episode on Drake and K-Dot. Not a deep dive. I thought about doing it, but I was like, nah. I think I talked about it in the beginning, but I never talked about the aftermath. Niggas would have been turned my shit off the way I would have been breaking down Drake. But again, with CP3 playing for three of the ops, tell you the truth, and still came up short, it's looking bad for that top 10, bro. It's looking bad for that top 10 right now. It's at a standstill. Now, it would have been crazy if I would have said something crazy like, well, Drew Holiday needs to get bumped up. I mean, hey, man, I don't want to see it at all, but this nigga gets two rings, and we know what that nigga did when he was with Milwaukee. We know what he did. Now, he's going to be a hometown favorite for sure, right? That nigga can go back to Milwaukee. Everything is on the city. But as far as like personal accolades, he doesn't have that. He's been in the league for a cool minute. He's outplayed his nemesis in Tyreek Evans. And Tyreek Evans was a cold guard. But when them niggas came into the league together, woo-wee, you couldn't tell me. That was his nemesis right there. But he prolonged his career, and he's played on multiple teams. Yes, he has. But at least through those multiple teams, he's gotten recognition. And he's gotten a championship, which in which he was solely the second option, because we already know that Chris Middleton didn't show up in the finals at all. And nobody was clamping down a backcourt, full length of the court, like Jrue Holiday. Will he be able to do this against Kyrie? I mean, come on, 12 Cal, you got to talk to me, bro. It's okay for you to be biased. It's okay for everybody to be biased. But you want to know what makes bias so much greater than just being in the middle of shit? Is knowing that part of that bias is a lot of facts. I haven't lied yet. I gave y'all an opinion, and I gave y'all, hey, the reason why I have John Stockton is because I like his style of play. He has his personal accolades. He just doesn't have any rings. I've heard some of y'all niggas on y'all podcast that say, oh, we put too much stock into these rings. Well, which one is it, my nigga? Make your mind up. Is it the rings or not? What is it, the braids? Huh? Because if it's not the rings, then it's got to be, when we talk about point guard, we got to talk about assists. We got to talk about all-star appearances, maybe? Are y'all going to hold a lot of weight to that? Huh? And yes, Aaron, shout out to my boy Aaron, man. Shout out to my boy Aaron, man. He had I asked him a question. Well, he actually asked me a question, and the question was more like, do I hold, and by the way, I'm talking about Aaron from the high score, the 5'10 high score podcast. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jared. Shout out to P-Funk. I was just on a episode with them, their latest episode that's about to come out. And Aaron asked me a question. I asked him a question as well. Now, and those questions were, like, how do you weigh the finals MVP versus the regular season MVP? To me, I said, hey, for me, it's a no-brainer. The finals MVP is weighed a little bit higher. You want to know why? Because you could win the finals MVP and not make the finals. Yeah, they can get it wrong. I take that back. They not saying get it wrong. But now when you start the postseason, that's a whole new season. Do we agree? The postseason and the regular season, the only thing that you can get from one and the other is the seeding. That's it. Your stats, whatever you did in a regular, that shit don't matter. The seeding might matter somewhat. Well, not as much this year because Denver got knocked off. Right? Minnesota got knocked off. So, shout out to the Knicks. Shout out to the Knicks, man. I love my Knicks fans. Shout out, man. Shout out to Jansen, man. I will say the finals MVP weighs more. Why? Because you have to actually get to the finals. You have to win the finals. And you have to be the best player, at least on your team, to win the finals MVP. Remember some years back where we were arguing between who should get it, KD or Steph. And both of them, both players had one bad game in that series. It's just that Steph Curry had a tad bit worse game than KD. Got robbed of the first one that they gave to Iggy because they said Iggy contained Bron in important moments. And I'm all for it because I'm a defensive guy. This nigga Bron averaged over 28 some points that series, if I'm not mistaken. Right? But he contained him in certain moments of the game, in clutch moments, so to speak, during that game. And that's why they gave him finals MVP. Hey, whatever. I'm not the, you know, hey, I don't know who votes on it, but the streets were saying Curry. When it came down to KD and Steph winning, the streets were saying Curry. But it's okay. It's okay. Because that's going to help the argument with Kyrie. Was Kyrie the better guard? Oh, the argument between Steph and Curry. Not Steph and Curry. Steph and Kyrie. I keep saying it. Steph and Kyrie. Who's the better guard? I don't feel like arguing this again. And a lot of niggas is going to say recency bias, right? But it's not about that. Clearly, 99.9% of niggas will take Curry based off what he's already has done. A lot of you niggas that was watching Curry as early as you could have really wasn't fucking with his game then. Especially if you wasn't really rocking with him at Davidson. And I'm not saying you have to be a college type of, you know, fan to, you know, to be up on it. I'm not giving you no history lesson or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is Curry has gotten better at his game since he was at Davidson, but not much has changed. And I'm not talking about, we're not critiquing his talent or his game or nothing like that, but what I'm saying is it wasn't nothing new. It's just he got better at what he started to do. With Kyrie, we've seen his game too, and we've always appreciated a point guard like that. The herky jerk, the shaggy. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's getting jiggy with it on the court. You know what I mean? This is almost like when Skip to My Lou made it to the league and he showed us flares of it, but Kyrie pulled out the whole bag. They already deemed him as one of the top two, top three ball handlers of all time. His layup package game is phenomenal. We've all talked about it. So yeah, accolades aside, it's a toss-up, bro. It's really a toss-up. Because you're either taking a nigga that could penetrate, break down your defense and get to the rack and lay the ball up any way he wants to. Are you talking about a nigga that can shoot? As soon as he crosses half court, he can let that shit fly, and the percentage is up there. But let's not talk about that argument. What I'm saying is a defensive genius, an elite defender, which there's not a lot of them, and it's damn sure not a lot of point guards that can defend like Jrue Holiday. Is he going to be able to bring out that type of defensive stops, that defensive issues? Will he be able to be a pest to Kyrie? I think one of the key things that needs to happen, shout out to Aaron about this as well, Luka in foul trouble. It's going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue. If Luka gets in foul trouble, you have to make that nigga Luka work on defense. Now, again, my fandom for him has nothing to do with his defense. If I had to do a percentage or a scale from 1 through 10, I would say Luka's defense is probably like 3.5, maybe close to 4. His offense, I say a 9.7. Kyrie offense, a 10. Defense, I would say about a 5.8. I would say he's a little bit above average on defense. Just a little bit above average. Am I good? Jrue Holiday, I would give him a 9.2 on defense. Offense, 7.9 on offense. That's the hella nice. You see what I'm saying? That's how I rank that. It's a lot of storylines built around it, but I'm going with this. Porzingis playing against Dallas again. Kyrie going back to Boston, stumping that goddamn logo out. Okay, Kyrie trying to get his second ring. This is like Kobe getting those rings without Shaq. Now Kyrie gets to get a ring without LeBron. A lot of niggas is not talking about that. This would be Luka's first ring. Hey, 12 Cal, I hope you listening to this. King Jerm, I hope you listening to this. But more so 12 Cal. Hey, let me tell you something. Shout out to Atlanta. Hi, Atlanta. I don't want to hear Trey's name anymore when it comes to Luka, bro. No disrespect, but I don't want to hear his name next to Luka's. I don't want to hear it. Even without the finals haven't even started yet, I do not when they hear Luka's name and Trey's name in the same sentence. No, I don't. Offensive wise, I give Trey Young about an 8.3. Defense, a 2.7. This is going to say a lot about Jason Tatum, his leadership. I don't think he's the sole, I don't think he's the main leader on that team anymore. I think that has dropped. I don't think he's behind Jaylen Brown, but I think he does have to take a backseat to leadership when it comes to Jrue Holiday in this finals. Do y'all agree? I never said that he has to take a backseat to Jrue Holiday when it comes to leadership overall. You can have that, and you can fight back and forth with Jaylen Brown during a regular season. When it comes to this final shit, you have to defer to Jrue Holiday. And I'm not talking about game-wise. I'm not even talking about buckets. I'm talking about leadership. When that nigga start talking in that locker room, you got to be quiet. Oh, my mama, you got to be quiet. When Jaylen Brown speak up, you still got to be quiet. And now we want to hear from you. Because you were supposed to be that guy. But Jaylen Brown has actually been playing like that guy a little bit more than you, occasionally. But Jrue Holiday got the experience. Kyrie Irving has the experience. All you niggas got to shut up with both teams. All you niggas got to shut up when kids start talking, shut up. When Kyrie start talking, y'all got to shut up. When Jrue Holiday is talking, when Jaylen Brown is talking, y'all niggas got to shut up. That's a fact. I got Dallas in six. For more reasons than just them niggas being the Boston Celtics. I got Dallas in six. The wings against the legs. That's what it is. Now, of course, Boston fans, shout out to my boy Greg. Shout out to Greg. I know he's happy. He was happy when them niggas made it there and they faced Golden State. Oh, we knew out the gate they wasn't gonna fuck with Golden State. We could have told you that. We seen that. We seen that. You know what I mean? That backcourt right there is crazy. Oh, y'all need to calm down with this being one of the best backcourts of all time. No, this is one of the coldest backcourts, don't get me wrong. You can have a lot of cold backcourts, but the best of all time, you're going to have to holler at some niggas, man. The Spurs got some niggas over there. Shout out to Murph. Niggas don't want to talk about Tony Parker and Ginobili? Fuck out of here. Hey, Chris Paul and James Harden? Fuck out of here. The Splash Brothers? Fuck out of here. It's a lot of niggas, man. It's a lot. And I'm not saying that it can't happen. I'm just saying let shit play out first before we go that route. But at the same time, I understand where y'all coming from. But Luka got to give me much more than that. I think Kyrie is already solidified. I think he's just adding on to his trophy right now. And it helps. Like, I think the trophy is there. He gets another finals, a championship, and he gets finals MVP. Then you got to paint that statue of gold. Do y'all fuck with that? Let me know. Just you fuck with that? Or am I doing too much? Am I doing too much because I'm a Laker and I'm going for the Dallas Mavericks that just so happened to be playing against Boston? Holla at me. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? And don't point out something I didn't want to talk about. Point out something that I'm talking about right now. Huh? Where are we at with it, Manny? Manny, where are we at with it? What did I say wrong? I said niggas got to shut up when Jrue Holiday is talking. And that nigga play for Boston. This is going to be a good series. It's going to be a good series, but I think Dallas got this one in six. I think Dallas got this one in six. I think Dallas still game two. Huh? I think Dallas might still game two. Maybe even game one. Thursday, we'll find out. But 12 Cal, you let me know. You let me know if I'm bugging anywhere. Because I'm a Laker fan. You know me. You know Laker fans, we're delusional. We don't know as much as the other teams and the other fan base. We don't know that much, clearly. We don't. We're tied for the most championships. Yeah, we get it. We had a lot of Hall of Famers. We got a lot of jerseys on the wall, but we don't know how to run this shit. Not this new era. Not the new era. We still got a lot to, you know, everybody got the answers for our coach. We ain't even got a coach yet. We don't even have a coach yet. Rest in peace to Larry Allen. I want to say that. And before I leave out of here with a little bit more basketball, y'all got to stop hating on Caitlin Clark, bro. It's getting old fast now. All right? You motherfuckers was just in charter buses. Okay? Let's not... Overrun with BTG, a part of the Rare Sinus Network. I'll see y'all niggas next week, man.